now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo persuaded Talk Time not to take his own life, and he promised to try and postpone his wedding to the Princess Zelana. Marco Polo then saw the Princess Zelana and told her that he had four wives in Venice, and he pointed out that according to Venetian law, his other wives would have to be present at his wedding. When Marco Polo told the Great Khan this news, he agreed to postpone Marco's wedding ceremony, but he said that Benno should be dispatched to Venice in order to accompany Marco Polo's wives on their journey to China. Marco Polo told his father and his uncle what had happened, and he was horrified to learn that Kublai Khan had sent for Benno. Meanwhile, Benno had been led into the presence of the Great Khan.
You may rise, Venetian servant. I have orders for you. You are to leave at once on a journey to Venice.
Most High, I am grateful that you should send me back to Venice. But what of my masters? Are they not to accompany me?
Your masters will accompany me on a tour of my dominions. But do not fear. A regiment of soldiers shall accompany you to the coast, and they will wait there until you return.
But why am I being sent to Venice?
So that you may bring the wives of Marco Polo here to be present at his wedding.
The wives of Marco Polo?
Yes, do not gape at me. It seems that my Venetian friends employ fools as servants.
But most noble Khan, I think there must be some mistake.
There is no mistake. I have discussed the matter with Marco Polo, and he is agreeable for you to go to Venice in order that you may bring his four wives here, to my city in safety.
Oh, but Marco Polo is...
Oh, most high, hear me, I beg of you.
Marco Polo, what does this intrusion mean? I am busy now, giving orders to your servant Benno. You must not burst into my audience chamber in this manner.
I humbly ask your pardon, most high and noble prince. But I thought my servant Benno might be rather slow-witted, and that he might fail to understand your orders.
You are right, Marco Polo. He's indeed slow-witted.
I am not slow-witted.
Silence, Benno. I will explain what the Great Khan wishes you to do.
Marco Polo, always have I served you faithfully.
And I am grateful for your service, Benno, but listen to what the Great Khan has to say.
Well, I was telling your servant that I wish him to return to Venice and to bring your four wives here to Peking so that they may witness your wedding to the Princess Zelana.
Benno, do you understand those orders?
Hear me, Benno.
You know my wives. They will be pining for me, waiting for my return.
Oh, which wives?
Benno, you know I only have four wives.
Four wives? Oh, Marco Polo, what has happened? Have you been taking that drink hashish again?
No, I have not been drinking hashish. The great Kublai Khan wishes you to return to Venice. You will carry a message from me to my four wives, and you will bring them safely here to Peking.
Oh, but Marco...
Cease to argue with me, Benno. The Khan will think that you are a fool.
Well, I already think that.
Hear me, Benno. You will listen to the Khan's orders, and you will make no comments. I will explain everything to you afterwards.
Benno, you shall leave tomorrow. I shall provide a suitable escort. Marco Polo's wives must be treated with the greatest courtesy. Those are your orders. Now, do you understand?
No.
He does understand, but the fellow is dull and obstinate.
Do you think it right that your wives should be entrusted to the care of such a stupid fellow?
Well, he's not quite as stupid as he appears to be. I will explain your orders to him later.
I am not stupid, but I am bewildered.
You need not fear, Benno. I shall send one of my bravest captains in charge of the regiment, which is to accompany you to the coast. And you will return here as quickly as possible. You will see that Marco Polo's wives have every comfort on the journey. And when you return to the coast, you will find your escort waiting for you.
Benno understands your orders, O Most High, but I will make them clear to him again before he leaves for the coast.
That is well. Now you may withdraw, but... Benno will need money on the journey. Let money be brought to me. Notes of large denomination.
Oh, this paper which they use for money, it seems of no value to me.
It is of high value here in China.
Here are the notes. Each one is valued at 10 gold pieces. You will see inscribed on each my scarlet seal of state. Now take this money, which also bears the signature of the 10 officers of my treasury, and you will want for nothing. Now go, for I have much work to do.
Marco Polo and Benno were ushered from the Khan's presence. Marco sent Benno to prepare for his journey, while he hastily went into the gardens where he had arranged to meet Toktai. He found that young soldier impatiently waiting.
Toktai, I'm sorry if I've kept you waiting, but there were many important matters which claimed my attention.
You said that you have some news for me, Marco Polo. Has your wedding to the Princess Zilana been postponed? Do you think the Princess Zilana will ever love me?
Well, that rests entirely with you, Toktai. Mayhap everything is not lost because my wedding has been postponed.
May heaven be praised. Why has the wedding been postponed?
For reasons which I gave to the great Khan. But I am leaving for Armenia in 2 days' time. And during my absence, the Princess Zilana will be placed in your charge. You will watch over her. You will be often in her presence, and mayhap she will come to love you, Toktai.
It seems that we are deceiving Zilana, that we are deceiving the Khan.
You must be ready to do my bidding if you love Zilana.
Be careful, Marco Polo, when you journey with the Khan. There are many who wish you evil.
Against whom are you warning me, Toktai?
Beware of Akhmath, the magician.
Akhmath, the magician? Why, I've never heard of him.
He is one of the king's counselors. He has more power than any man in this land. He has been on tour of the Khan's far-flung dominions. He appoints the governors, and all those who are appointed are his friends. He has great influence with the Khan, and undoubtedly he will advise the Khan to put you to death.
And when does he return?
He is due to return today. He will accompany you on your journey. He is always at the Khan's side, except when he is touring the outlying dominions. But some say he is in league with the rebel Van Chul, and that he hopes to overthrow the mighty Kublai Khan. It is rumored that he left here so that Van Chul could seize the throne.
Does the great Khan know of this?
The Khan will hear no word against Akhmath, but I warn you to be on your guard.
I thank you for this warning, Toktai. I shall be on my guard. But tell me this, Toktai. Do the soldiers still search for the rebel Van Chul?
Yes, Marco Polo. The soldiers of the mighty Kublai Khan still search for Van Chul. And when he is found, he will be put to death. Oh, Toktai's heart is full of gratitude towards you. And even if I don't succeed in winning the love and the heart of the Princess Zilana, I shall always be in your debt.
I have not yet fully paid my debt to you, Toktai. But remember, the Princess Zilana is still betrothed to me. And when I return, I trust that she will ask me to end the betrothal so that you may wed her.
The next day, Marco Polo, with his father and his uncle, was busily preparing for his journey, and at the same time preparing to send Benno on his way to Venice. Mafia Polo strongly disapproved of his nephew's action, and he did not hesitate to say so.
I think your conduct is disgraceful, Marco. You deliberately flirted with the Princess Zilana. You made her fall in love with you, and now what are you doing?
My uncle, Mafio, could you think of some other subject of conversation? I am rather tired of that one. Where is Benno?
In the servants' quarters, bidding farewell to some of his friends. He seems convinced that he will never return from Venice.
He will return, do not worry. Oh, come, Benno, we were just speaking of you.
Oh, Master Marco, I am sorely troubled. Why, what did you tell the Khan?
I have already explained that to you most carefully, Benno.
Oh, but when I return without your wives, the Khan may put me to death.
The Khan may be very annoyed, Marco. Great princes do not like being deceived.
Let us deal with that situation when it arises. All Benno has to say is that my wives refuse to accompany him, and it will not be very far from the truth. You have nothing to fear, Benno, but I trust that we shall all be alive when you return.
Oh, why do you say that?
Have you heard of Akhmath, the magician?
Oh, I've heard some talk of the fellow. I believe he returned to Paris yesterday. He is one of the Khan's most trusted advisors, and he's been on a tour of the outlying provinces.
That is so, but I have been warned against him. He is likely to be jealous of our friendship with the great Kublai Khan.
Well, if that is the case, we must strive to win his friendship.
I have also heard that Akmath was working in league with a rebel, Van Chu, and that he was responsible for the rebellion.
But this is very serious. Have you spoken of this matter to the Khan?
No, not yet. I only received the warning yesterday. But I have no proof against this man, but we must protect ourselves.
Yes, of course.
Oh, you must take care, Master Marco. I fear I will return to find you dead.
I think not, Benno. I think I will still be alive to receive my four wives.
Oh, four wives. I am still bewildered. I do not know how you could tell the Khan such a preposterous story.
Well, do not keep on referring to the matter. It was all that I could think of at the time.
Well, I'm most upset about this matter. You should not have made love to the princess.
Oh, the great Khan comes this way now. Look.
Bow down before Kublai Khan, the greatest prince in all the world.
Willingly we bow down. You may rise, my friends. I have come to see how your preparations are proceeding.
Well, we are honored that you should visit our apartment, most noble Khan.
I wish you to join me in the audience chamber in an hour's time, there to make the acquaintance of my friend and advisor, Akmath.
Most noble Khan, give me permission to bring a certain matter for your notice.
A certain matter before my notice? Well, what is it? Speak on.
It has come to my ears that Akmath is in league with Van Chu, that he is not your friend, but your enemy. And I beg you to be on your guard, Most High.
Enough, Marco Polo. You presume too far. He who speaks evil against Akmath speaks evil against me. If you wish to retain my friendship, fail not to seek the friendship of Akmath the Magician.